Last night, Mexico City Council did have a meeting. There wasn't a whole lot on the agenda last night, but I think one main topic that people may be interested about hearing this morning is the Teal Lake Phase 2 project. Now, this has been going on for a little while. You kind of got a resolution last night. Tell us a little bit about, bring us up to date, if you will, on that.
It's workforce housing. It's the same where we have the... They have one, section one is already done, right there, that corner there, Teal Lake, and they want to build a second phase, and they tried last year, they didn't get funding, so they came back this year, and this new deal is actually, sounds pretty cool, because I guess after 15 years, the residents of these duplexes, number one, they're going to be duplexes, not townhomes or multifamily like the other one is. But after 15 years, they're going to be able to buy them. And then for every year that they live there and pay their rent, they get a discount on that purchase. So, if it's 1% and then in 15, you live there the whole 15 years, you're going to get a chance to buy it at appraised value minus 15%. So, that's pretty cool. Four of the houses, I think it was four, are going to be non-income restricted. Six are like 80% of median income, and the rest of the 42 units, or 46, I can't remember off the top of my head, are 60% of median income. So these are really for people that are, they're working, they're trying to make a living, but it's hard out there, and it is hard. I don't know how some people are doing it right now.
Yeah, so. Well, it's crazy with the price of inflation, and just take a trip to the grocery store anytime, right, and you'll feel that pain for sure. Is that already available for folks over there, or is it still being completed?
Now, this is just a resolution to help support them, to get them the funding this time around. They didn't get it last time. I guess they've changed it to a point system, and they didn't have enough points. So this time they feel pretty confident that they're over the point threshold by changing some of these things, like having townhomes and having them for sale and at the end. And so they feel like they've got a good shot to get it this time. So, and we always hear we need more housing in Mexico. So here you go.
Absolutely. Any other big items of interest going on over at Mexico City Hall, or has everything been somewhat quiet for the summer? I know there's some road repairs that are going on all over. Some praise going out to the City of Mexico for some work on Muldrow, I believe. I saw that on social media a couple of days ago. So it's always nice when you can get somebody to praise the street department, right?
Well, we just try and put pressure on MoDOT. I say that it's a blessing and a curse at the same time, because people don't understand that most of our main roads are not owned by the city and not maintained by the city, and so we've got to rely on MoDOT. And unfortunately, I don't know what the situation's been the past couple of years. It's been a little bit of a battle with them to get them here, and I get it. They've got a lot of roads to do too, and so, but we don't have to take care of them, so we save money, but then we can't do anything with them. It's kind of like the situation out at South Clark we've had for years and years, and everybody agrees that they need to do something, but they don't have any money, and the city can't, it's not our road, so we can't do any, it's a battle sometimes, but we do appreciate it. We try and get there. If you have a pothole or something, call the city, they try and get these things done as quick as they can. So,
yep, no doubt about it. So a different related topic other than the City of Mexico, your son and the Mexico High academic team, fresh off their performance at the PACE National Scholastic Competition Championships in Reston, Virginia over the weekend. And your son, Camden Williams, well, he did some pretty amazing things over there, right?
Yeah, he ended up being the top scorer in the nation. So he showed off for our little town. He showed off, and then they won second place small school nationals. And so, you've got the big schools, because you wouldn't imagine. I mean, there's schools out there have 5,000. Can you imagine having 5,000 kids at your high school?
And put that crazy in comparison to what Mexico brings. I mean, we're a small school compared to any of those.
Right. And so you have the overall competition, and then you have the small schools, because it's not, it's hard for a small school to compete against those kind of, it's just like any other sport, right? Football, yeah. They have different classes. You know, we compete in a different class than other schools, and it tends to be the bigger, you know, more kids are in the bigger classes, but because they have more options, they got more opportunity to find those kids. So we've been fortunate, and we have a really good small but mighty team. There you go, it's Mighty Mexico, because they showed off, and I've been putting out there, and I'm like, you know, I wonder how many people had to Google Mexico, Missouri this weekend, you know, because they're like, who is this kid from Mexico, Missouri? Where is that even at? You know, so they're looking forward to, so they finished the year off good. He actually, and we haven't put it out yet, but he actually has been selected, and he is the captain of Missouri's all-star team. So they compete, they'll be competing next weekend, against other states in the country.
Where's he going to now?
This is going to be online. It was actually, at first it was going to be in Virginia.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's stupid. We're not going to fly back and then fly over. We just...
We'd stay there.
Just stay for a week and sightsee or anything. But they didn't have enough teams that wanted to fly, you know, California to Virginia, because they were going to do it at the University of Virginia. So now it's gone to online. So he's the captain of the team for Missouri this weekend. So
that is amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, best of luck to him, and appreciate the breaking news on that this morning for sure.
Yeah, I haven't really put it out there, and we were trying to get through all this. I've known for a little bit, but I've been like, we got all this other stuff, and people are, you know, I can't say thanks enough to all the people that support it, because I mean, I've had so many people over the weekend reach out and, you know, comment on my posts and ask questions, and they're trying to learn just like everybody else. Like, you know, what is this? What is going on? You know? And then they're like, is it like Jeopardy? I'm like,
not really. Not really.
I guess the format's the same, but, you know, the questions are a lot more in depth than Jeopardy. But he was happy. They got home around 11:30, 12 last night, so he's back home and ready to roll. So
all right, well, congratulations to you, congratulations to the Mexico High academic team, and as always, we appreciate you coming in and updating us about Mexico City Council.
No problem. I appreciate the fact you have us on.